The Swine Health Information Center is celebrating a decade of work aimed at protecting the health of the U.S. swine herd. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center, launched in July 2015, protects the health of the U.S. swine herd through preparedness, coordinated communications, global disease monitoring, analysis of swine health data, and targeted research investments. CHIC Executive Director Dr. Megan Niederwerter says the organization has been involved in some large research initiatives over the past decade.
So one of those are looking at the Japanese encephalitis virus. We saw that outbreak in Australia. We wanted to understand what the risks were to the North American herd. We wanted to understand where it could be introduced. How can we mitigate mosquito exposure on farm? We had a large program focused on JEV prevention and preparedness and mitigation of that virus. We also had a large program focused on wean-to-harvest biosecurity research. How do we enhance the biosecurity practices using new tools, novel technologies in nursery and grow finish operations, while also keeping in mind the transportation segment of our industry that connects swine herds with slaughter plants and secondary points of concentration? More recently, we had a large program focused on H5N1, risk to swine. We saw this, of course, be introduced into the dairy herds in March of 2024, causing a unique clinical syndrome with mastitis. We wanted to understand what were the risks to our U.S. swine herds. How could we prevent introduction, detect an incursion if it occurs early, and how do we mitigate production impacts? So those research efforts have really identified some of the emerging disease threats and tried to, again, get ahead of the curve with regards to prevention, mitigation, and preparedness.
Dr. Niederwerter says the Swine Health Information Center is continuously looking for the next disease risk and how do we prepare for, prevent, and mitigate that risk and build awareness once that risk has been identified. Full details on CHIC's activities can be found at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.